This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. U.S. stocks secured gains across the board on Tuesday as tech-focused investors prepared for a fresh wave of earnings highlighted by struggling Tesla. The Nasdaq Composite led the trading day, surging about 1.6%. The benchmark S&P 500 rose about 1.2% after staging a comeback from a six-day run of losses on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed roughly 0.7%. Tesla rose as much as 8% in after-hours trading after the company suggested its future vehicle lineup would include more affordable models. The update comes as the electric vehicle giant missed earnings expectations on both the top and bottom lines. Gross margins came in above estimates of 16.5% to hit 17.4% in the quarter. Tesla's earnings will likely be a catalyst for the S&P 500 given the stock's weight in the index. Shares have been hit hard after a disappointing delivery outlook, the cancellation of plans for a long-awaited sub-$30,000 model, and a strategy switch to robo-taxis, among other headwinds. As the first Magnificent Seven to report, Tesla sets the stage for highly anticipated results from Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet later in the week, though some suspect the megacap's momentum is fading. New data released Tuesday flashed a sign that the U.S. economy could be losing steam. S&P Global's flash U.S. composite PMI, which captures activity in both the services and manufacturing sectors, came in at 50.9 in April, its lowest reading in 4 months. April's print was down from the 52.1 reading seen in March and below economists' expectations for 52. Looking at Tuesday's trending tickers, Spotify reported fiscal first-quarter earnings on Tuesday that beat expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The company also swung to a profit as it continues to implement its recent efficiency strategy. Monthly active users, MAUs, missed expectations, although shares still soared up as much as 15% in early trading. Shares of General Motors rose about 5% early Tuesday after the company posted a beat on both the top and bottom lines and raised its full-year outlook. GM also reported a reduction in battery costs for its electric vehicles, adding it still sees positive variable profit in its EV business in the back half of 2024. General Electric Aerospace saw shares jump 7% after it posted its first quarterly report since becoming a standalone company. The jet engine maker beat both profit and revenue expectations and lifted its full-year outlook. To note, the report also included the results of GE Vernova, which officially split from GE Aerospace on April 2nd. UPS reported mixed results on Tuesday as delivery volumes declined in the first quarter. The company did post a profit beat amid its $1 billion cost-cutting effort. Shares rose to kick off the trading day and are up more than 2%. Shares of JetBlue sank nearly 20% after the airliner slashed its full-year revenue outlook, citing elevated capacities in its Latin American region that will pressure revenue growth in the months ahead. And PepsiCo topped Wall Street expectations in the first quarter, although recalls from its Quaker Foods North America unit registered a hit to demand, with the division reporting a 22% drop in volume. Higher prices, meanwhile, pressured other units like beverages and Frito-Lay North America. Shares slumped about 2%. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.